Welcome to Insight, our foray into a dozen or so recordings in an artist's back catalogue. I have to forewarn you, this episode is a bit silly because, well, I could probably run a 20-part series and still not cover all of this artist's work. His catalogue was genre-defining and culturally more significant than almost every other singer of the 20th century. So for me to try and represent him in 12 recordings is quite hilarious. Now, I'm going to try and not just play the big hits. So if you enjoy this edition, let me know and I'll select another 12 of his recordings for you. So this could either be the first episode or the last episode. It's up to you to let me know if you enjoy this insight into Frank Sinatra.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when the bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. Almost like being in love. Just like being in love. All the music of life seems to be just like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when the bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's all like being in love.
From the March of 1961 album Come Swing With Me, getting proceedings started for us here today on Insight. And that's an incredible album. It features the fiery arrangements of Billy May, performed by no less than 20 brass players split physically into two groups of 10 on opposite sides of the studio to help enhance the industry's new sound of stereo. Now, whilst we may be tempted, looking back now, to see Sinatra as some kind of oldies singer, he did challenge and change long-time accepted practices in the recording industry, as well as the music business as a whole. By 61, Frank was coming to the end of his relationship with Capitol Records, but his success there had been beyond any doubt. Through his meticulous selection of songs, arrangers and producers, he had, like Ella Fitzgerald, ensured that definitive versions of some of the greatest songs of all time were captured for the rest of time. 3 years earlier, again with Billy May at the helm, he'd recorded the album Come Dance With Me, from which I've selected the title track.
Hey there, cutes, put on your dancing boots and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore. Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what lovely things I'll be saying. 'Cause what is dancing but making love set to music playing? When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we waltz home cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Hey there, cutes, put on your bassy boots and come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore. Pretty face, I know a swinging place. Come on, dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm swings, what cuckoo things I'll be saying. For what is dancing but making love set to music playing? When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we wing home cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on and dance with me.
Come Dance With Me. By June of 1962, Frank had left Capitol Records and had become the very first artist of significance to start his own record label and had complete artistic control, which was unheard of at the time. Around that time, Frank had been touring almost without a single night off for 6 months or so. And by the time he arrived at the end of the tour, which would finish at London's Royal Festival Hall, he was exhausted. But before he returned to America, there was one more commitment. The previous year, knowing the world tour would finish in the UK, he'd committed to recording an album made up entirely of songs written by British songwriters to be recorded in London, which would become the only studio album he would ever make outside of the States. I could talk for hours about the recording of this particular album. My father was there and had a small input, which I'll talk about another time. For now, let's get back to the music. This is one of the greatest songs about London you may ever hear.
London by night is a wonderful sight. There is magic abroad in the air. I'm often told that the streets turn to gold when the moon shines on Circus and a square. Deep in the dark that envelops the park, there's romance in each cigarette's glow. Down by the Thames, lights that sparkle like gems seem to wink at each girl and her beau. Up comes the moon when the city's asleep. He's not alone, for it seems somewhere up there stands an angel. While each Londoner dreams, my love and I saw the sun leave the sky. Then we kissed in the fast fading light. Most people say they love London by day, but lovers love London by day.
London by Night from the Sinatra Sings Songs of Great Britain album. He had actually recorded that one in the late 50s, but I definitely think it has, well, a different poignancy knowing he was in a studio just up the road from all those landmarks he was singing about. Right, we're off across the channel now for a trip to Paris, and this is another from Frank's first Capitol recordings with Billy May. As well as the album that featured the first version of London by Night, it also featured this Cole Porter classic.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why, oh why do I love Paris? Because my love is here. I love Paris every moment. Because my love is here. She's there, she's everywhere, but she's really here.
Time for a change of pace and a recording of what Frank would tell everyone was the best love song of the last 50 years. He'd recorded it as part of his three-album release, Trilogy, which was supposed to be a celebration of his 40 years in the recording industry. Disc one, called The Past, would be arranged by Billy May and would feature traditional big band pieces that he hadn't got round to recording in his younger days, songs like They All Laughed and But Not For Me. Disc 3, called Reflections on the Future in Three Tenses, is probably not for today. But Disc 2, called The Present, includes this sumptuous version of a George Harrison song.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way that she woos me. Don't wanna leave her now. Better believe than how. Somewhere in her smile she knows I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me. Don't wanna leave her now. Better believe and how. You're asking me, will my love grow? Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. You stick around, Jack. It might show. I don't know. No, I don't know. Something in the way. All I gotta do is just think of her. Something in the things that she shows me. wanna leave her now. Better be leaving now. Will my love grow? I don't know. No, I don't know. But you hang around, Jack, it might show. I don't know. No, I don't know. Something in the way she knows me, and all I gotta do is just think of her. Something in those things that she shows me. Don't wanna leave her now. Better be leaving now. I don't plan to leave her now.
Gorgeous. Frank sings George Harrison. I mentioned at the start that I was going to try and avoid some of the more obvious recordings. So there's no New York, New York or Fly Me to the Moon. You've heard those a million times. But here's something that never seems to get a look in. It's from a lesser known album Frank made in 1969, celebrating the songs of Rod McEwen. I've got the title track of this album coming later for you, but for now, here's a song with Frank playing the role of a man weary with life and love. A brilliant few minutes of a man self-reflecting in a time, 1969, when men weren't really particularly vocal about their innermost feelings.
I've been to town, I've walked the highways and the harbors too. I've done some things I never thought I'd ever do. Now as I stand here looking down at you, you ask me why it is I frown. I guess it's 'cause I've been to town. I've been to town, beyond the boulevards and down the beach. I've learned some things that only time can teach. For instance, love is more than just a speech. It's got to find a common ground. I know 'cause I've been to town. Don't tell me any more lies. I can't waste any more years. I've seen my image in your eyes dissolve in disappointed tears. I've been to town. You ask me, do I know the Milky Way? I do, And furthermore, I'd like to say, it isn't milky white, it's dingy gray. Especially when your world breaks down, I know, because I've been to town.
That's gorgeous. I'm sure you won't hear that one on too many other radio stations. Now, Frank's career was full of remarkable collaborations, from the arrangers like Billy May, Nelson Riddle and Quincy Jones, as well as musicians like Carlos Jobin, Duke Ellington and the gentleman we're now going to feature, Frank's musical partner in crime for two glorious studio albums and countless nights at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas, was the one and only Count Basie.
Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Every time it rains, it's gonna rain pennies from heaven. Don't you know every cloud contains lots of pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling, baby, all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you've got to have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Frank with Count Basie, and there's something else coming up from those two before we finish up today. Following one of Frank's several self-imposed retirements, he announced his return to music with 1971's Old Blue Eyes Is Back. It featured some of the newer show tunes around at the time, like Stephen Sondheim's Sendin' the Clowns and a brilliant version of Kris Kristofferson's Nobody Wins. And on there, you'll also find this one, which had started out life as a French song until Sammy Kahn tweaked and changed a few words, specifically with Sinatra in mind. And despite the irrefutable fact that we can hear Frank's voice really straining on the top note after the key change towards the end, the resulting recording is glorious.
I know I said that I was leaving, but I just couldn't say goodbye. It was only self-deceiving to walk away from someone who means everything in life to you. You learn from every lonely day. I've learned and I've come back to stay. Let me try again. Let me try again. Think of all we had before. Let me try once more. We can have it all. You and I again. Just forgive me or I'll die. Please let me try again. I was such a fool to doubt you, to try to go it all alone. There's no sense to life without you. Now all I do is just exist and think about the chance I've missed. To beg is not an easy task, but pride is such a foolish mask. Let me try again. Let me try. Think of all we had before. Let me try once more. We can have it all. You and I again. Just forgive.
Let me try again. We're nipping back in time now, back to Frank's Capitol Records period, with a Cole Porter song that features on one of music's most important albums. Not because it's Frank and Nelson Riddle at their most incredible, but because the album this is from, Songs for Swinging Lovers, would go down in the history books as popular music's very first concept album, the first time a bunch of songs had been grouped together by one central theme. The story behind the making of arguably the most impactful album of Frank's career is fascinating, and I'd love to share it with you another time if you'd like to hear about that one. Now, though, let's just enjoy this.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words. Writing prose, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. And good authors too, who once knew letter words, now only use four letter words, writing prose. 'Cause anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes. May I say, before this record spins to a close, I want you to know anything goes.
From 1956's Songs for Swingin' Lovers. We heard from Frank with Count Basie earlier, and I've selected another from that partnership to share with you now. The studio albums Frank recorded with Basie have a few basic similarities, but are very different in their approaches to the musical arrangements. We heard Pennies from Heaven earlier, which, although with the Basie band, didn't actually feature the Count at the piano. Frank's regular pianist, Bill Miller, is on that one, but Quincy Jones arranged the second Basie album a couple of years later in 1964, which this next song is from, and it has a really different feel to the whole project. There's a real swinging swagger to the recordings, and Frank's laid-back phrasing sounds so laid-back, he's almost vertical.
Hey, little girl, comb your hair, fix your makeup, soon he will open the door. Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore. For wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms moment he comes home to you. I'm warning you. Day after day there are girls at the office, and the men will always be men. Don't send him off with your hair still in curlers. You may not see him again. Wives should always be lovers too. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. He's almost here. Little girl, better wear something pretty, something you'd wear to go to the city. Dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time to get ready for love. It's time to get ready for love. Yes, it's time to get ready for love.
It's time to get ready. Kick your shoes off, baby.
The incredible combination of Frank Sinatra, Quincy Jones, and the great Count Basie. A mood change now with one of the great ballads from a stunning Capitol release called Frank Sinatra Sings for the Lonely, another masterful concept album. And it was these collections of unrequited love songs that would put words into the mouths of men all over the world who in the 1950s didn't really know how to articulate their feelings. Nothing explained it like a Frank Sinatra recording. Normally, Frank would go into the studio around 8 or 9 at night, record 3 or 4 songs, and return the following 2 evenings, taking 3 nights to record an entire album. But this one in 1958, mainly due to diary commitments, would be recorded in different sessions, weeks apart. This particular song proved to be challenging and was recorded and re-recorded and re-recorded, mainly because the solo guitar parts at the very start, where it's just Frank and the guitar of Al Viola, were very, very challenging. How they eventually achieved the start of this one is another story for another time. Let's now hear the fruits of their hours and hours spent in the studio.
The torch I carry is handsome. It's worth its heartache in ransom. And when the twilight steals, I know how the lady in the harbor. When I want rain, I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't pull myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Friends ask me out, I tell them I'm busy. I must get a new alibi. I stay at home and ask myself, who is he? Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrop, my little teardrops hanging on a string of dreams. Fly little memories, my little memories remind her of our crazy schemes. Somebody said, just forget about her. So I gave that treatment a try. Strangely enough, I got along without her. Then one day she passed me right by. Oh, well, I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry.
Isn't that something incredible? Time for a couple more in this episode of Insight from the Sinatra catalogue, and it's another belter from the Capitol years. In fact, it's one of the last belters of the Capitol years before Frank refused to sing for the label anymore and started his own label, Reprise. But before all that kicked off, he had recorded an absolute riot of an album with Nelson Riddle. Incredibly, on these sessions, Frank insisted that he should sing every song without having heard the band play the arrangement first. He wanted to capture on tape not just his usual live performances with the band, he always recorded live with the musicians, but he wanted to capture the excitement and sense of clinging on for your dear life that you feel when pushed to the edge of your creative powers. Furthermore, after every take, he would ask the orchestra to play it again faster, thus upping the excitement and electricity levels of the recordings. This track, originally arranged as a medium swinger, was also sped up, and it features a rollicking solo from the saxophonist who would later play the Pink Panther theme, the incredible Plas Johnson. Now, if the collaboration with Quincy Jones that we heard earlier was cool, then this one would definitely sit in the hot category.
Whippoorwill's call, evening is nigh, hurry to my blue heaven. Turn to the right, there's a little white light, will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, fireplace, a cozy room, little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Molly and me, and the baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. Smiling face, fireplace, cozy room, and a little nest nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and the baby is three. We're so happy in my blue heaven. We're happy in my blue heaven.
I love that recording. In fact, as you can probably tell, I absolutely love pretty much everything Frank Sinatra ever recorded and could happily talk about him and share my total love for his recordings with you every day. But I shall cut the natter and give you this reflective gem of a man reflecting on his loves and life. And this one includes one of my favorite Sinatra lines as he tells us about memories of midnight that fell apart at dawn. This is a genius at work.
In me you see a man alone, held by the habit of being on his own. A man who listens to the trembling of the trees with sentimental ease. In me you see a man alone. Behind the wall he's learned to call his home. A man who still goes walking in the rain, expecting love. A man not lonely, except when the dark comes on. A man learning to live with memories of midnights that fell apart at dawn. In me you see a man alone, drinking up Sundays and spending them alone. Man who knows love is seldom what it seems, only other people's dreams. In me you see a man alone, drinking up Sundays and spending them alone. A man who knows love is seldom what it seems, just other people's dreams.
And that's another from the Rod McEwen album we heard earlier from. And that album really is unlike anything any of Frank's contemporaries were recording. Quite incredible and so far away from the younger, cocky-sounding singer we heard at the start of this episode sing Almost Like Being in Love and Come Dance With Me. So we reached the end of this episode. Now listen, if you'd like me to do more Sinatra, just drop me a line via the message board or via the email, which don't forget is info@lgradio.online, and I'll do some more. But to sign off, let's hear another side of Sinatra, which was just as significant as his studio recordings, and that is his live concert recordings. So to sign off, here he is with his old friend Count Basie at the piano and Quincy Jones conducting the most swinging big band of all time, live in Las Vegas in 1966, all of them sounding like they're having the absolute time of their lives.
Now, I think I better sing before I turn 51. I mean 29, excuse me. You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring is sprung. Every time I see you grin, such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna run and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon, just like a toy balloon. You and I, we're just like a couple of tots running around the meadow, picking up all those forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so young. You make me young. You make me think that spring sprung. Every time I see you grin, I'm such a cuckoo individual. The moment that you speak, I like to run and play hide and seek. I'd like to go and bounce at the moon, just like a big balloon. Because you and I, we are just like a couple of tots who are running around the meadow, snatching up all those forget-me-nots. You make me young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, lots of bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, because you make me feel so. Man, I just feel so. You make me feel so young.
And that concludes this episode of Insight with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Please visit the website to find out where the next episode is on. And don't forget, you can also drop me a line via the message board, or an email is info@lgradio.online. This is also available on the Listen Again page should you want to revisit. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.